Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been in the book of Acts, chapter number 8, and we've been looking at the salvation of the Ethiopian eunuch, as the Lord called Philip, down out of a very successful meeting, and there led the Ethiopian eunuch to the Lord. On Monday we saw this, the meeting in the will of God. Tuesday we talked about minds and the Word of God. Of course, the scripture says that Philip, he minded the Lord and went straightway. And of course, when he got there, he found that the Ethiopian eunuch was reading the book of Isaiah. And so we see the minds and the Word of God. And then we saw a Messiah wounded by God. The scripture that he used was out of Isaiah. And of course, showed the death, the burial, or the death, or at least of the Lord Jesus. And of course, prompted the heart of the Ethiopian eunuch to come to Christ. And then on yesterday we saw the message on the way to God, and how that Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Well, when we saw that left him yesterday, they'd both go down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him, verse 38. Verse 39 of Acts chapter number 8, I want us to see finally today the miracle of a work of God. You see, the Bible says, verse number 39, and when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. Well, this indeed was a miracle. It was a miracle that all of a sudden he was gone. The Bible goes on to say, and the eunuch saw him no more. Well, I don't understand all I know about that, but I know that it was some type of miraculous something happened that he was called away. That's reminiscent of some of the things that happened in the Old Testament. But that's what the Bible says. The Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. And so certainly it was miraculous in the taking Philip out of the presence of the eunuch. But may I say, there was something more miraculous than that. And that was what went on inside the heart of the Ethiopian eunuch. He had tried to be religious. He had been to Jerusalem, apparently on a pilgrimage, probably was a Jewish proselyte, but he had found no satisfaction. Now he was under conviction, apparently. He was reading the scripture, but he didn't understand what it was he was reading. And so the Lord called an itinerant evangelist away from a successful meeting, took him off into a desert place, there to reach just one soul for the glory of God. And the Bible said when the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. I'm glad to report to you that the eunuch went back to Ethiopia different than he came up. He went with a miraculous work of God in his heart. It was miraculous that Philip was called away, but may I say it was also miraculous that the sins of this Ethiopian eunuch, they were called away. They were taken away. And the scripture teaches that that he went on his way rejoicing. I'm glad to report to you today, friend, regardless of how religious you may be, you understand that religion is one of the greatest hindrances to salvation. This eunuch was religious, but he was religiously lost. You see, religion is something that's made by man, and man is incurably religious. But I want you to understand that God is the author of salvation. And salvation comes through and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and in Him alone. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It doesn't matter what type of works, it doesn't matter what brand of works or what the details of the works are. It's by faith alone. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. If you do it, it's not grace. And if it's not grace, it's not salvation. Friend, do you know Christ and the free pardon of sin? Do you know Him as your Savior today? If not, you can. Trust Christ. Confess that He is the Son of God. Ask Him into your heart to save you, forgive you, be your Lord, Master. And He will, according to the Scripture. And you too can go away rejoicing, as did the Ethiopian eunuch. Father, we pray that You'd help some soul today to come to Christ before it's everlasting too late. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.